I'm John Moore, and this is Exposition, an arts and culture podcast, and we're speaking with Casey Lee Rogers, and he is going to be the first guest on the fall part of the Tunes at Twilight at Ivor Square Gazebo in downtown Cape. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
So you've been kind of traveling around. You've played quite a few venues kind of in the Midwest. Tell me a little bit about what you've been up to.
Well, I've been doing this a long time in several different scenarios. I've been playing music since I was like 8 years old, roughly. I grew up in a musical family and then have kind of been just trying to hit the road any way I can since I, turned 16, really. In the last several years, I'm a singer-songwriter. I try to get out and do that kind of thing as much as I can. But I'm also like kind of a utility touring musician as well. I play stand-up bass in a rockabilly band called the Number 9 Blacktops, who I was just in Europe with back in May. We were in Germany and the Netherlands. I play drums for a guy named Craig Gertis, who also does kind of a similar old school country thing as me. And then I also play drums in a band called Wingtips that's kind of more of like an 80s industrial like pop type band that I just recently started in. Then I also play guitar in a band called Buzzard that's kind of more in the vein of like Black Sabbath. So I've got fingers in several different pies for sure.
Yeah, it sounds like you're all over the map as far as your different influences and different genres as well, and all over the map as far as traveling and touring too. So
yeah.
Did you get your start, and where was that start for you?
So I grew up in Carmi, Illinois, southeastern Illinois. About 45 minutes from Evansville, Indiana. My dad, Mark, was a musician. And I mean, when I was a toddler, he had this old pawn shop guitar that I would literally like drag around the yard as a toy. So I have wanted to play as long as I've been around it. At the time when I started, my dad started me on the mandolin just because I was small and my hands were small and I could fit my hands around the neck. And then from there I learned guitar, and then that led to starting, being kind of defiant. My dad was playing in a bluegrass band, which I loved. But then once I started developing my own taste, I had, the young teen angst like most do, and started, punk bands and rebellion of that. From there, learned drums and have just kind of gone wherever the wind takes me, I guess.
Well, your solo act, Casey Lee Rogers, and describes as a good-hearted country. So I guess that's kind of what we're going to expect at Tunes at Twilight. Is that right?
Yeah. I love, all the stuff from Merle Haggard and Waylon Jennings and George Jones, and then all the sad stuff from like Vern Gosden and on down the line. So that's kind of where the influence comes from as far as the country songwriting goes.
And are you going to be bringing anybody with you this time?
Yes, I'll have a pedal steel player. His name is Kendall Scott. He runs the road with me all over the place. And then I'll have my friend Caleb Phelan on lead guitar as well. So we'll be doing like a trio setup.
Okay, sounds good. And I know you haven't been a part of Tunes at Twilight. Have you been through Cape before?
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay. I played a Rude Dog Pub many times.
Okay, I thought I'd seen your name before. I just knew that I didn't think you were a part of Tunes at Twilight, but yeah, I thought I'd see your name there. Well, certainly looking forward to it. And if people want to check out some of your music, where can they do that?
It's on Spotify under Casey Lee Rogers. It's also on Bandcamp. If you want to actually purchase it, you can buy my 7-inch vinyl on there as well. And then, YouTube, you can look up videos and whatnot. Just search my name.
All right. Well, certainly looking forward to it. Casey Lee Rogers, thanks for joining us.
Yep. Looking forward to it. We'll see you there.
The first guest on the fall arm of the Tunes at Twilight series at the Ivor Square Gazebo in downtown Cape Girardeau. The show starts at 6:30. In the event of a rainout, the concert will be moved to the Old City Hall on Independence. To learn more, visit krcu.org and subscribe to Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast, wherever you listen.